Hey, Jordan, did you hear the news?
What?
All my children's moving to California.
No.
It's true.
California, here we come. AMC is nearly done. The viewers ain't watching cause Chuck Pratt sucks. Now Phronsie, he's done it, told his vets that they can suck it. Oh, Bulldog Joe, they won't go. Thorsten K, well, we don't know. Susan Lucci, say it ain't so. California, here we come.
Here we come, California.
All right, everybody, the bus is here. This is Brian Franz. Get in line, get in line.
Franzie, I don't know if I want to go.
Darnell, just get in the back of the bus already.
Oh, no, he did not say that.
Yes, I did.
Oh, Kane and Angie, just scooch on over to that bus and let's get going while we got a chance.
All right, everybody aboard.
Here we go. Week on All My Children is moving to California, and there ain't nothing else to talk about.
All this week on the Pine Valley Podcast.
Fire prep, fire prep, fire prep. Why can't we do that?
All I'm gonna say is that I never thought these words would come out of my mouth. I'd rather have Megan McTavish back.
Ow!
That's how bad Pratt is.
You're the head writer!
You're an idiot! Is that not the most stupidest thing you've ever read?
It's almost like as if he's like...
If it's kind of gotten back burner and boring, it's your fault!
Your fault! You dummy! I am your host, Ashley Mendoza.
You freaking prat hole, you!
God!
You're such a prat hole!
Such a prat hole!
How the hell do you still have a job, you moron?
I'm going prat-a-tonic!
I spit on your grave!
Poo! Poo! On you. I'm Dutch oven you every night.
And I am your co-host, Jordan Hudson.
Hello.
Oh my God, look, I'm pissed about it. I am pissed. And I'm upset, and I think that Chuck Pratt needs to go. I think it's a stupid move.
Everybody
I think it's an idiotic
except
move.
Except for Brian Franz.
Welcome to the Pine Valley Podcast. I am your host, Ashley Mendoza.
And I am your co-host, Jordan Hudson.
And this is the Pine Valley Podcast for the week ending... What the hell week
August
is it?
August 7th.
No,
August
that's...
August 8th.
No. Oh, yeah, you're right. August 7th, 2009. I'm losing all track of time.
It's those babies.
It's the babies, I swear to
the
God.
The babies just take up all... She doesn't know whether it's morning, whether it's night. She might as well be in Alaska.
I'm 9 weeks. They're 9 weeks. They're 2 months, nine weeks. And I'm still in... It's a little hard still. I'm just busy.
Well, these are your first, and not only do you have one, you got two.
I know. Like, I'm just starting to figure out nap time.
Most people, like, you know, have enough trouble dealing with one. You got two right out of the ballpark.
Yeah,
so,
you got a point.
You
got
to give yourself a little credit, girl.
That's what everyone keeps telling me. They're like, if you had the twins second, it would be easier.
Yeah.
But I have them first, so it's really hard.
You know, and it's not like, you know, you're like 19, you know.
You know
what? Yeah, she did that one over her head. That is
so. I chose to ignore that. Do you know I had a dream the other night that I massacred a cow? Like,
what?
Literally took, like, a sword and, like, gutted the thing.
Why?
And I really think it has to do with milk. Because I'm breastfeeding, and these little babies, they are, like, eating me alive.
Really?
Yes. They eat all the time.
They're like that the cow from Rent. Elsie the cow. Jump over the moon.
And now that I have seen a high school production of Rent, I know what you're talking about.
You need to get the DVD of the final performance.
You're
you know,
right,
I own it.
Do.
I still have not seen it. I own it. Because I'm the kind of person that, depending on my... like, there's certain TV shows and certain things that I need to sit through. I don't like being interrupted. There's certain things, like, I could pause and come back, like All My Children. I could pause and come back, like, a week later and to start up the episode again. But there's certain things I like to see straight through.
There's certain things I could entirely avoid watching altogether.
Like, this week's All
like
My Children.
Like, this week's All My Children. I managed to actually listen to people. I went away with the twins. We went up to grandma's, and she was so amazing. She helped me with them. But I, like, didn't watch, like, hardly one episode full through.
Really? You didn't even see Monday? I saw
Monday straight through half a Tuesday.
Well, look, I saw the week, and I can recap it in, like, 2 seconds.
I broke my promise.
Why?
I didn't watch, so you guys had to. Oh, no!
No, but I saw it. A lot of nothing happened. That's what happened this week.
A whole lot of nothing.
Basically, if you saw last week's, you were basically seeing this week's because it was the same thing. That's the thing that annoys me about Chuck Pratt and his writing. I feel like I'm watching the same scenes over and over
and over again.
And
you know why?
Like, nothing changes.
You know why you're watching it over and over again? Because Chuck Pratt don't have an effing clue what the hell happens at the end of the story.
And I was telling Ashley that I think the problem with this show is that Chuck Pratt does not know where
he's
going with this.
Now
he's
going to claim, but just like he claimed that he didn't know about contracts with Tamara and Eden, he's going to claim now because of this brouhaha that he doesn't know how the story's going to end. Because
he didn't know they were going to California.
He didn't have a plan. Yeah,
because I didn't know they were going to California, so I didn't know who killed Adam. Stewart.
Give me a break.
Was it Adam? Was it Stewart?
You have to start with a plan, with a writing plan, and you stick to it.
I personally think Adam kills Stewart. I think that's the...
You don't think Emma's too young? Why would Annie be protecting Emma? Annie didn't do it because she's too obvious, she's protecting Emma.
But is Emma old enough to pick up a gun and shoot
You know
it?
How easy it is to get access of a gun? How many kids mess up and shoot guns and shoot people?
But I'm saying, like...
Am I right?
Emma's little, though.
But little kids find guns all the time.
You know what I'm saying? But wouldn't she shoot, like, Stewart in the groin or the leg rather than, like, up there in the heart or chest, wherever he was
shot? She got good aim.
But she would have to lift the gun up.
She's a gifted child.
She learned well from her mother.
Her mother's a dead shot. Her mother killed Di. No problem.
I'm going to tell you, the only reason to watch All My Children this week is to watch Jennifer Bassey. As much as I don't like what they did with her character
with
and
Dick.
Right. Because this is what I was telling Ashley this weekend. The problem that I had is Jennifer Bassey rocked. She ruled on Thursday and Friday.
That's not the problem he had, though.
That's not the problem I had. I don't even have the problem with what she did, to be honest with you. Wait, let me explain. I believe that this woman who was so selfish and so a nympho for so many years finally found love with this man so later in life. And this man became the love of her life. He changed her. And for her to lose him in such a way, I can totally buy her, like, trying to, like, get revenge. That doesn't bother me. What bothers me is that as a writer, you don't know the history of the show. You don't know how powerful this character is and how powerful this woman is to the canvas of the show. And instead of giving us more Marion, instead of giving us scenes where Liza is dealing with this and we're seeing Kobe dealing with what her grandmother did, instead you just bum rush her right off to the psych ward.
But tell them about the history of Marion.
Well, the history of Marion, I think what happened was, I think Chuck Pratt knows that she killed Zach Grayson. He said, well, she could shoot somebody else. And he doesn't understand that she did not shoot Zach Grayson in cold blood. You know, there was a reason that she killed Zach. And it wasn't
she killed
she was
Zach
proud
Grayson like Emma killed Stewart.
We don't know if Emma killed Stewart. I just think it's Adam. I think Adam was in a drug-induced thing.
I cut you off. Go ahead.
But no, but like, so Marion has this history where, yes, she did kill somebody. But again, it wasn't something that she did intentionally. So I just think that he just really doesn't know the character. I mean, I'll give Jamie Luna some credit, even though a lot of you were saying she couldn't cry, and I agree with you, and I still think that she's absolutely wrong for the role. And every time you see her opposite Marion or Adam, you realize that she's just
too young.
You realize
a cold chill runs up and down your spine.
She was opposite Adam on like Friday's episode, and it just doesn't read. What was she like? 8 years old when she hooked up with Adam.
Yes.
It's like, what was she? Right out of what's that show? The Mormon show.
The Mormon show. Now you're
HBO,
gonna get
on HBO.
Now you're gonna get Luis mad again.
No, on HBO.
Oh, True Love.
True Love. It was right out of True Love. Like Adam was the prophet, and Liza was like this 12-year-old girl that he picked out. I mean, it just doesn't like she's just too young for the role.
I will have a disclaimer. Not all Mormons subscribe to that ideal of multiple partners and all that stuff.
What's it called again?
What do you mean? Oh, bigamy?
No, what is the word? And I watched the show and I'm drawing a blank. Oh my God, it's too early in the morning.
Polygamy.
That's right. It's just a little too early for me in the morning. So, I mean, Jennifer Bassey gave an excellent Emmy Award-winning performance. I believe everything. When she tore
she
in
was on the
into
stand.
Alicia.
Tell them what happened.
She was on the stand. And well, first of all, she in total soap opera fashion. First of all, she stormed into the courtroom and announced that she was just like, "Well, they may have forgiven his killer, but I haven't." I was like, "Oh, work, Marianne."
I look at this woman and I see her on the stand spouting these shit. I can say shit.
Yeah.
Shit lines. All right, with this shitstorm story that's a freaking total train wreck.
But she made you believe it.
She made you believe every word. Oh, she was so I was connected feeling and her passion to and every her pain word.
And her anger. Miss Jennifer Bassi, let me tell you something. You are, I worship
but
you.
But how angry does it make you? It makes me so angry because I look at a woman like this, an actress of her caliber, her talent, and her history with the show, and I look at her and I think, freaking Brian Franz looks at her and thinks that she is not important to the canvas.
Yeah.
What a freaking retard. That's what I'm saying.
It's disgusting. It's disgusting. I let me tell you something. I was reveling. And I actually did that Alicia kind of underplayed it. I wanted more reaction from Alicia with tears and stuff.
Don't you think that she,
though?
Because
what Marion was like, every time the camera panned from Marion's monologue to Alicia, I really thought Alicia underplayed it.
You know
why? I wanted
why?
To see some more guilt.
This is what was going on in Alicia's mind. I can't believe that she is pulling this freaking crap off. Look at her. She was just stunned. I am what the hell? Jennifer Bassi, you're making this shit sound like Shakespeare. What is going on? That's what she was baffled. She was completely baffled. Wouldn't you be?
We crack you up, but we crack ourselves up, and that's
so
all that matters.
kudos to Jamie Giddens from Daytime Confidential.
Why?
Jamie broke it. He broke the
story.
Let
me tell you something. I don't know about you, Jamie. You must work for ABC. You must, because
you know too much.
I got sources, but your sources seem to be really high up. I don't know where your sources
go. You got some sources.
Wrong.
You know what I'm saying?
Because even what's his name from Toronto, Mr. Nelson Bronco Bronchitis.
Nelson Bronco, who we love on the show.
I didn't say I didn't love him.
He likes the podcast. He said it was a must listen.
I want to see a regular photo of him instead of that X-ray because I think he's kind of hot.
He is kind of hot.
Because
you're not on Facebook. He has hot pictures on Facebook.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wait a minute. I got to go to Facebook. I want to see Mr. Nelson Bronco.
He does. He's awesome. I've always loved him.
I only have one problem with Nelson.
And I'm not sucking up to you, Nelson Bronco. I've always loved you because you always tell it like
it
is.
I love Nelson.
And he doesn't take no shit from no soap stars that try to pass him bullshit.
No,
he calls him on
it. Look. I read Daytime Confidential, Nelson, and my new favorite, WeLoveSoaps.net.
Yeah.
Live for WeLoveSoaps.net.
Yeah.
They gave me that Harding LeMay interview, which I was like, ooh, girl, I was orgasming over that interview reading it. But no, Mr. Nelson Branco, you know that I love you, but the only problem that I have with you is that you keep calling Judy Evans the real Beth Raines on Guiding
Light. So it's just a matter of opinion.
No, Beth Chamberlain is the real.
Hey, you should go on Twitter too. Beth Chamberlain is twittering the hell out of her.
Oh, I saw that on Daytime Confidential. Yeah. You don't understand. I'm heartbroken that I'm not going to see Miss Beth Chamberlain every day.
I'm going to tell you the truth.
Guiding Light ended this Tuesday.
Her Twitters.
What?
Lame.
Whatever.
Lame.
Anyway,
she's like, guess what? I'm working on a new infomercial, guys. Stay tuned. Wish me luck on my new infomercial.
Leave her alone. That's my girl. I can't.
I love her, but Beth Chamberlain, we love you here. We worship your talent. But come on, you gotta get with the times.
Look,
you gotta do like Eden Regal or Chrishell. You gotta do like little random thoughts, fun things that happen to you during the day, things that make you like a real
person. I don't understand Twitter. I don't want to understand. I think that's crazy. I don't want everybody knowing what I'm doing every 5 seconds of the day.
Even though she's not really technically a sister. But listen, I was going to say that Jamie Gins gets the big kudos from Daytime Confidential for breaking the story that AMC was moving to L.A.
Yeah, in case you live like in Zimbabwe, and you don't get like information. Yes, All My Children is moving to L.A. And as much as, and I got to give Susan Lucci props for her appearance on Live because she.
Live with Regis and Kelly.
What did you say? Live with Regis
and Kelly. No, not live.
I think you said live.
Actually, she kind of did lie.
No, she didn't lie. You know what she did? She played good politics. What is it called? Spin the. What did they say in the politics?
Spin,
no, yeah, the spin the tail, spin the dog, or something. What's that movie? Wag the dog, or something. Like when they do. She was very diplomatic about the situation.
She was an angel about
it. She said all the right things in all the right ways.
She said, "This is what she said."
Go ahead.
I think it's wonderful that ABC is clearly behind the show. They clearly want the show to succeed. I mean, they're giving us a bigger space in which to perform the show.
And if I was
Bullshit.
Nelson Bronco, because you know Nelson Bronco
Bullshit.
Takes the quotes and then
I have a cold.
I know, but then you know what Nelson Bronco does? He takes the quote and then he says what they really mean.
Yes.
And what they really mean is Brian Franz is trying to oust all the veterans, because as much as they're trying to say that ABC is behind All My Children, if you were behind All My Children, you would not be getting rid of the veterans. This move is perfect to try to get rid of the veterans.
Tell them why.
Because basically, first of all, only the contract players they're going to pay to move out there. So that means that if you're not on contract, you got to get your own ass out there. And I don't see Jill Larson moving to California for All My Children when, A, she's not on contract.
Nope.
So she doesn't know how many
and
days
B,
a week
she broke.
And B, she broke.
And C,
she has a kid who has a life here. And D, why would any of them want to move out there when they don't even know how long All My Children have?
Thank you.
You're
going to
uproot your whole life. And people don't realize that these people have families. Alicia Minshew's husband has a business out here, a thriving business.
A multi-million
and
dollar business.
And like,
he's got money.
He's supposed to just leave that? And then Thorsten
and
K.
And they're expecting their first baby.
And they're expecting their first baby. And Thorsten
I
K.
Do it. I'd be like, screw you.
Thorsten K. Susan Haskell is on
here.
One Night to Live and with kids.
They have children
and
here.
And he said in the Daily News column on Friday, he was like, I don't know if I want to be a dad 3,000 miles away.
Of course not.
So there's a lot of other things for them to consider other than just like, oh, I'm just going to pack up for this show. I mean, it's easy for Jacob Young because he's from down there. He started out both in the beautiful General Hospital. He was already out in L.A. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Plus, all he has to do is move his wife and kid. And
yeah,
that's
exactly.
actually a good thing. I wouldn't mind going to L.A.
Oh, I wouldn't.
Space.
I would not want to go to L.A.
But for me, personally.
But see, but that's what I'm saying. Like everybody, there's some people that probably just don't want to live in L.A. They want to stay here in New York.
But you know what it does and what pisses me the F off? It's a prime move. Prime move to, that fits into Franzi's idea that soap should be all about young people, because it really does help eliminate a lot of the older established people, because the young people are all going to move.
Yeah, but like Susan
Lucci. Randy's going to move. David, you know, Denise Vassy's good, doesn't care.
I hope she doesn't
move. Adam Mayfield is from L.A. Did you know that? Your baby? He's getting crazy. He's getting weepy. He's getting weepy.
He was a bartender.
Can you imagine if you were in L.A. and you went to a bar and he was bartending? Ooh, delicious.
I'd only be happy if he was bartending at a gay bar with his shirt
on. You would give him lots of tips.
I'd give him lots of tips.
But listen, the young people are going to go no problem.
Just a tip. Just a tip, Adam.
And guess what? My babies aren't here right now, so if you're wondering if we're hooting and hollering, having a good time, Carlos took them in the car for a drive for the next hour while we tape.
I'm going to imitate Jesse.
That's my son. That's not Jesse from the show. That's my son.
That's Jesse
but
Mendoza.
This is Jesse. No, but this is Jesse when he's crying like that and he gets to the car. This is Jesse. And this is Jesse in the car before it's moving. Wah, wah, wah. The car started moving. He just like instantly like shuts up.
He's very much a little boy. He is a little boy. Now her daughter is that how to pronounce it? Estella.
Estella
is like a wise old soul.
She's sweet.
She seems like an adult. Like she will sit there and look at you, and like it looks like she is aware of everything. Like she understands what everything is. Like I don't know how to describe it. Kind of like Yoda. Not that she looks like Yoda, but
he
like
keeps calling her my little baby Yoda.
Yeah, like she's very like all knowing. Like I just feel like I should bow.
Do you think
like,
she knows?
Answer me, Estella. Tell me what my future lies.
You
Will I be with
ask
Adam
her.
Mayfield?
I was gonna say you should ask her that.
I'm
you
really,
should ask her
like,
if all my children's
I gotta
gonna
be
make
honest
it.
About something. I'm
you
really,
had sex with Adam Mayfield?
I wish. Oh. I'm really obsessing about Adam Mayfield. I mean, I know he's straight.
You
he's
people,
most likely straight, but
really
I am
is.
Like in.
You should
like,
see
I
his
have
face.
Not
he has
felt
his
this
eyes
way.
Are moist.
There is something about this man that just gets under my skin. I have not liked somebody on All My Children this much since.
Maybe he has a gay twin brother.
Oh, maybe. The only other two actors on the history of three. The only three actors on the history of All My Children that made me get hot. Because I'm not one to really
not
like.
Josh Duhamel, not Colin Egglesfield.
No, not Josh Duhamel. Though I would not throw Colin Egglesfield out of bed.
Thank you.
But no, I mean like really get under my skin, under my skin.
Brat.
Of course, no. No, I love you, J.R. Martinez.
We
but
do
no.
love you, J.R. Martinez.
Lawrence Law, Greg. Ooh, remember Lawrence Law in the
he
day?
He was adorable, yeah.
Oh, he still got it for me. He still yeah, gets he me, does. Man. Let me tell you, Lawrence Law.
Yes.
You're not going to like this one because you never liked this actor. Sam Page, who played Trey.
I've changed my mind since I've seen him in Mad Men.
Oh, I know. Isn't he hot in Mad Men?
Mad Men. Woo! Starting when?
Next Sunday, the
Next
16th.
Sunday. That goes, Shadow, you better set your DVR.
Oh, my. Are you kidding? Girl, I'm going to be home. There is no. I'm not going to be. I want to. That's something I like to watch live.
Yes.
Live,
it's appointment
people.
Television. Go that ahead. Who's the third
I
one?
I like that.
Appointment television.
And the third one. Who I'll soon be seeing on One Life to Live, Mr. Michael Lowry.
Oh, yes.
For me, the only Jake Martin.
Jake, yes.
That
he
is
was
a
the
man
Jake
and
when
a half.
Real Liza was on the show, and yes. she was pregnant with Colby.
Yes, yes. That is Michael Lowry is 100%
Four, 5 years
all
ago.
Man. Oh.
Wait, when was she pregnant with Colby? Like 10 years ago, maybe?
No, almost 10 now, I think. It was like
so Colby should be almost 10.
Yeah, Colby. Well, she's mentally 10.
Mentally, she fits the bill.
Mentally, she fits the Brianna Mongrief fits the bill. There you
Brianna
go.
Brianna Mongrief. So, I think she will go. It's safe to say.
You think she will go? I hope
to
so.
To L.A.?
Oh, I thought you meant she would stay here in New York.
No.
Because maybe
go to
she
LA.
Can't afford to go to L.A.
Oh, bullshit.
They could find a million actresses in
She's
L.A. that are blonde.
She's making plenty
that
of money. She's making plenty of money.
You know, I got to say, I'm really disturbed with the way all my children. This week, Tuesday's episode was so repulsive to me that I could not.
Your damn cell phone.
Oh, my God. I am so sorry. Hold on a second.
We have a rule here. Cell phones on silent.
Well, I don't know who would call me.
Because I can't edit that out. I got two babies.
I'm doing a podcast right now. I got to call you back. All right.
Who was it?
That was this Queen Ellis that I know. She gets on my damn nerves. She don't call me for two. We were supposed to go out last night. And she was supposed to call me
hung
for
up
two
on her.
Days. She was supposed to call me two days. See what I mean?
It doesn't go silent.
It doesn't go off. I'm trying to turn it off. And look.
Just hold it. Hold the button.
When I don't want it to go there, it goes finally.
You got to hold
that
it.
That queen didn't call me for 2 days. I wanted to go. You know how desperate I was to go
how
out for a drink
How can a woman be
night?
A queen?
He ain't a woman. It's a man.
Oh, I thought you said her.
Honey, because he's a queen.
Oh, okay.
That's the way we refer to each other sometimes.
I know, but I always thought Alice was a guy. But then I thought you said she hasn't called
oh,
me.
Oh, when I'm mad at her, she's a bitch.
But so no. Where were we?
Oh, Tuesday's episode was so disgusting. I gotta tell you, people, I was so over Tuesday's episode.
I'm a little over E, babe.
I gotta tell you something.
I'm a little
sometimes
over her.
She looks good, nasty in real life. Sometimes she looks nice, and then sometimes I see an episode, and I'm like,
sometimes
she
has
like
a unibrow. Yeah,
she looks like a beast. Sometimes
a unibrow with a long neck.
I don't know what it is. Like one day I'll look at her, and I'm like, oh, she looks cute, and the next day I'm like, ooh.
But you know what?
She played good dead, though. When she got shot, she was very good.
Oh, come on.
No,
now.
She really was. I thought she was really
her
good.
Her mouth was all perfectly closed.
No,
and her
it
hair
wasn't.
Was perfectly
no, she
clothed.
Was doing the.
Did you see that blood mark? That blood mark when what? She got shot was tinier than when Stacey on One Life to Live had her miscarriage.
Let's not get. I don't want to even talk about One Life to Live yet.
All right, fine. But we my point is that the budget cuts are really hitting hard.
No.
Because they can only afford a tiny dot
Wait,
of blood.
Did you see? You know what was
Maybe
really?
Maybe because she's so skinny, she don't have much
she
blood.
She don't have much blood. That's what it is. Wait, you want to know what's really nasty?
What?
On Friday's episode, when Adam was looking where E-Babe got shot, they had a scene where the janitor was mopping up the blood and putting it into the wash bucket. It was so stupid.
Where did all that blood come from?
I don't know, but it was just so stupid. I was like, why are they like putting this camera on here? Oh, and
was Tuesday the episode with the jewelry that didn't exist?
Oh, Alicia's like fantasy, like the dream that she was having.
No. When they, because I was laughing to myself because they had they said, well, we're announcing the jury, you know, bring in the jury for the interviews or whatever they said.
Oh, and then they didn't show that.
And then they didn't show any jury.
Chuck
I was like,
writing
damn.
Is like a nighttime show. Everything is full steam ahead.
No. That's not why. Because they don't want to pay 12 background players for day wages. I'm telling you.
Let me tell you something. This is
cheap bastards.
Chuck Pratt, another issue I have with you is that you don't have a sense, one clue as to the history of this show. Because every time that J. Lou is with Darnell Williams, I am beyond pissed.
Say, why? Tell them why.
Because there is no history there. You would not know that these two people went to high school together.
Yep.
You certainly wouldn't know that this scheming hoe accused him of rape when they were in high school.
Right.
That he had to go on the run. And may I mind you, this was 1983 in a small town. A black man raping a white woman was not going to go over well back then.
It was a great... I'm getting goosebumps,
and no,
literally. It was the greatest storyline.
When they see each other, it's like nothing. It's like nothing when they see
each other. Like, como nada.
Nada. Like if nothing happened. And then you see Liza talking to Natalia, and she's all like, oh, you did a great job. How did she do a great job? Kendall came and said, arrest me. It wasn't like Natalia hunted her down and was like a sharpshooter.
I'm trying to get behind Natalia.
And like,
but...
that's what I'm saying. Like, Natalia's there and like talking. And I don't believe for 1 minute. I don't believe for 1 minute that Jesse and Angie did not tell her. See that whole Liza Colby? She accused your father of raping her when we were in high school. Like, that's what I'm saying. There's no sense of history. When I watch Young and the Restless,
yes,
characters that meet up that have history, like the other
you
day, Jack came to the house and Adam opened the door. These two characters have history. They insulted each other back and forth before Jack was let in the house. And I'm like, that's how you write a show. Because you know what? Yes, you have to deal with people you don't like every day. But when you deal with them, you know, you don't pretend that you don't. You know what I mean?
Of course.
Especially when you're Latin. Whoosh shit. We're
when
like,
you,
whoosh shit.
When you Latin.
When you're Latin, it's like, what's up, bitch?
That's right.
How you doing? How you doing, mentirosa? You think I forgot that you slept, you cheated on my cousin? That's how you know what I'm saying?
Do you remember in Six Feet Under when Freddie?
I never watched that show.
You never watched Six Feet Under?
I couldn't get into
Jesse
Six Feet
Under.
Jesse
can't believe it. You never watched that show?
No. And what's his name from When My Children Was On It? Opal's black son.
Yes. What's his face?
Matthew Saint.
I still think he's a terrible actor. He got
really?
So lucky with that show.
You really think he's a terrible actor?
I think he's a little dead behind the eyes.
He's never worked again, right?
That's what I'm saying. He was Keith.
Keith.
He was great in that show. Keith and what's his face were great in that show. Oh, my God. But anyway, what I was going to say was there was a scene where the Freddie's wife, I forget if the actor's name is Freddie, the character. But anyway, Freddie's wife.
Freddie Rodriguez.
Oh, his character was also Freddie?
I think so, yeah.
Anyway, there was a point. I don't think it was, though. I don't think it was. Anyway,
who cares?
His character cheats with his sister or something like that. I don't remember.
Incest?
His sister-in-law.
Like on General Hospital?
I don't know. Some sister-in-law or something. His wife. And I loved it because it was so true. His wife took a bat to that woman's car.
That's how you do it.
She cracked the windshield.
Don't cheat on a Latin woman. Don't cheat on a Latin woman.
And this is not like a stereotypical Latin woman. She's just Latin. She was not having that.
It's just like.
She's like, I stay home and I take care of your kids. Where will we go with this?
We were talking about how disgusting All My Children is right now. I'm at the point now where I honestly, literally, I don't know if I could watch it anymore. I mean, Adam.
That was on Tuesday.
Adam proposed to Annie on Tuesday's episode, right? And like the dialogue, I thought was like for a 16-year-old boy. Cole gets better dialogue with Star than the dialogue they gave Adam. Adam came across like some 16-year-old fumbling idiot.
Disgusting.
Not Adam Chandler, this powerful business magnate who has had like 18 wives. He should be written like what's his name from the Tudors? Henry the Fifth? You know who I'm talking about.
Whoever.
That's Adam. You know what I mean? Not this fumbling idiot who like is stumbling
Adam
over
Adam should be
Annie.
Written like King Lear. God
yeah,
damn it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm being serious too. I mean, David Canary, I give you credit because you played the hell out of that scene, but I was embarrassed to watch it. I was embarrassed for you.
I'm embarrassed for him
cringing.
And Danny. I don't know.
And Miss Melissa Clay Egan, again, you deserve the MVP award because no matter what crap they have given you nothing but crap since
they
you started on the show.
They have given you all textures of crap.
They've
given you diarrhea.
You're so stupid.
Constipation.
I love that. I love that. And no matter what, Miss Melissa Clay Egan raises the bar
and she
plays it to the hilt because this girl wants this job. She really does. She's like, I'm gonna have to make the fans like me if it kills me, and we love you.
That? Do you think it's that or it's just?
You didn't see like the episode with Lucretia? They showed Lucretia.
Did they?
And I'm sorry, I was living for Lucretia. Lucretia was a character actress. She was this voluptuous older blonde haired woman, and everybody in the blog thought that Lucretia was black. It was like,
I would think so.
What, just because her name is Lucretia?
Hell yeah.
No, let me tell you something. She came out and it was, and I have to admit, the scenes with Lucretia and Annie, that was old school, All My Children. It reminded me of the old days. Remember when they
so
had...
you liked one thing about All My Children?
Yes,
this week.
I did. I liked Lucretia and Annie. They cracked me up.
Awesome.
Lucretia, because Annie was like ringing the bell and Lucretia had to come, because you know, Lucretia's a cook. She's not a maid. Mm. She's a cook.
Yeah.
And she had to come out because there was nobody wanting to help Annie. And she was like, I want to take that. She told you, I want to take that bell and shove it right. I was like,
I have a question for you. I caught bits and pieces of the week. So I feel like I know, like, Kendall Scape, she came back, right?
Yes, that was stupid.
Okay, but hear me out. She came back. She went on trial. They gave her... Did she plead guilty or not guilty?
She's pleading guilty. She
Why
somehow...
Why did they give someone life in prison that pleads guilty?
Because he believes... The judge said... You didn't see that scene. The judge actually told her that he took into consideration the fact that she was going through so much pain because she thought her son died. And he said, I don't care. What you did was still irreprehensible. And you need
irreprehensible.
To... Whatever. And so, like... So he sentenced her to the maximum. Right. He was like, the crime that she did
but,
was...
But not death.
Not death. Not death. But he was like, you got to serve the... I still think that's kind of rough, though. In this day and age where people seem to be getting, like, only a couple of months for killing people in a more harsh way, like, it amazes me that he put it... But whatever. The thing that was stupid was she now thinks that she did it. She has
dum,
some kind of nightmare,
dum, dum,
and she really
dum.
Thinks that she did it.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
it's
I
like, how do you
it.
Not know that you did not kill the man?
I can't take it.
Like, how... Why is it... And I... And Miss Susan Lucci...
What?
I feel my heart breaks for
Miss
her.
Miss Susan Lucci went to Africa.
Go
oh,
ahead.
I
tell
love
them what
Africa.
Happened.
Oh, I love all the little retarded children
did
in Africa.
Did she say that? Did she say that? No, she did not. You were watching that SoapNet version of Live with Regis and Kelly again.
I do. These children want to become veterinarians because they love children. It's just amazing to see their little faces light up when you give them a little cracker.
It's the little things that make them happy, like watching All My Children.
That's right.
I brought them tons of DVDs
I
of the last
them
few months.
I brought lots of DVDs of my best performances.
And my best performances, and their faces lit up.
They just lit up.
They loved that scene where I ripped Carmen's blouse off.
It was really interesting because I would give them the DVDs and they would just faint. It was as if they hadn't eaten or drank water for weeks.
But they didn't need to eat or drink. They reveled in my performance on All My Children.
In All My Children. All My Children unites the world.
All My Children.
The pictures of her, I have to say, she didn't have her normal makeup artist with her.
I know, but I think she looked great.
She did look great.
I think she looked. I think Miss Lucci's a natural beauty. I don't care how old she gets.
No, 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 no. You will never hear me say anything other than that. I feel so guilty because I harshed on her on Daytime Confidential. I say this all the time, but I feel so guilty about it because she really is a miracle of all miracles. She's amazing.
I think, look, I'm going to say I...
And she deserves to be on that show and working and
well,
she
you know,
deserves good story.
You know, it was funny. Somebody on Daytime Confidential took my freaking idea because the minute I heard about this move, I said anything. Miss Lucci's not going to go. Why would she? She's Miss Lucci. And I thought, you know, wouldn't it be brilliant if they put her on One Life to Live?
Really? We got enough divas on One Life to Live to last us a
long
time.
I know, but could you imagine
Erica
and Dorian in a love triangle with David Vickers? That would be hot.
What if they brought her over as Erica Kane?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay, got you.
That's what I'm saying. Bring Erica to Landview. Erica's over Pine Valley. She needs to go to Landview. She needs some new blood. Oh, I could so see Miss Erica and Taya going at it. Miss Erica and Dorian going at it. Ooh, shit.
Do we talk? Well, I guess we should talk a little more about All My Children.
But no, that was basically it. We summed it up in a nutshell. See, you overtake notes. I just do the highlights. That's all they need.
Well, what else happened? We got Amanda.
Oh,
we have
you know what
Tad
else
and
happened?
Taylor. What?
New favorite character. Norn's friend, Darby. Live for Miss Darby! Let me tell you something.
Go, Darby! Go, Darby!
I did not know,
go.
I did not know that was Norn's friend, okay?
I've seen he said it before.
I know, but I didn't put two and two together. Right. And, like, I'm watching the episode, and she played a reporter. And she opened her mouth, and I perked up, because I was, like, kind of, like, not, you know, like, putting my socks together, because I was cleaning up the wash, and I was, like, matching my socks. And when I heard her speak, I looked up because I was like, oh, my God, they finally got somebody
realistic.
That's an under-5. Yes, an under-5 or a day player that's realistic that actually can act for once. Because me and Ashley talk about that all the time, like how some of the nurses on the show, in comparison to the nurses on One Life to Live, Ooh, shoot.
Ooh, God.
And some of the, you know, and some of the, like, the detectives that work with Jesse, the police officers, ooh, how bad they are. God.
No, she's good. She has a podcast.
She's good. Does she
has
really?
An acting podcast. I gotta look it up. She has actors on the show. And
also, I think she's hot as hell.
Yeah, she's pretty.
Norm, you better tell Darby. I got a little crush on Miss Darby. She That's was right. hot.
There's a few women that he will go back for.
I know, and she's one of them. I looked up, and I was captivated by her. And I'm like, I want more of her.
That would be great, actually.
How is it that she's not on contract, but somebody like Vaseline is? What's her name?
Vaseline.
Denise Vaseline, yeah. Or whatever her name is. Randy Ho.
You know what I heard?
What?
I heard she's a complete bitch.
I believe it.
I
believe it.
You know we have sources. Yes. I shared this with you.
What?
We heard our sources tell us top secret, off the record. Tell us that she is such a freaking diva on set.
I believe it.
There was apparently an episode where I think she was upset because of the news about the move and stuff. Because uh-huh. I think she's from Brooklyn. Isn't she like from here or something? Like Brooklyn
yeah,
or something
she
like that?
Must be.
Something like that.
She looks ghetto.
And she was upset. And she wouldn't come out. She does look a little ghetto. As beautiful as she is, she looks a little, she reads a little ghetto.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is nothing wrong with that. Yeah, this is how she reads.
She's a New Yorker.
Yeah, she's a New Yorker.
She's like, I think what is she like Dominican and Greek and Puerto Rican
she's
or something
all
like
kinds
that.
Of stuff,
yeah.
But she apparently would not come out of her dressing room. The director had to come get her because she was pitching a little pissy fit.
She's lucky she
nothing.
Has a job. What is she talking about?
So listen to what
you're
I'm
you
saying.
You still have a job, you non-talented
if
hack.
This is... Oh,
what?
If this is true... Seriously, if this is true... What? I'm a... Forget about eyes of stone dead behind the eyes, you know, hooker.
What?
I'm gonna let it rip on her.
Let it rip!
Because, listen, I normally don't love to trash the actors, just the characters. But we do trash a couple of the actors because they're so bad.
Bianca
Mangrit. I know. Listen,
I missed that. She hasn't been on for like a couple of weeks. I missed going Bianca Mangrit.
But it makes it worse, okay? Like, it's harder when you know that the actress is like a nice person.
Mm-hmm.
And they're kind of put in a position where they, like, Bianca Mangrit, let's be fair. She was freaking hired by Judy Blight Wilson. Julie No Ice. Well, actually, she does have eyesight because she only casts on eyesight.
Yes.
But it's not really Brianna Mongrie's fault that she was put in this position that was so ahead of her. Like, she's not equipped for it. She's not. She doesn't have the ability or the talent. Denise Vasey is also one of those people. But to be a bitch in addition, I've never heard anything bad about Brianna Mongrie. I hear that she's a nice girl.
She is a nice girl who should be working at The Gap.
Fine.
That's what I
agree.
Say.
Or maybe just modeling because she's cute. Like catalog, like Sears catalog, JCPenney's. They can't read your, they can't hear your face, Jordan.
She should be working. You know what she could be doing?
What?
She could bring back the drive-in movie theaters, you know?
Roller skates?
Yeah, like you know when people used to go watch the movies outside? What was that called? That was a...
Yeah, drive-in movie.
Drive-in. Yeah.
At the drive-in. But she could also do...
Because this could be the screen.
The forehead could be the screen.
That was mean.
We haven't had a good five-head joke in a while,
I know,
we?
Yeah. She...
Listen.
She was so awful this week. I'm sorry. That's the reason I'm snapping on her because she was so dreadful in those scenes. Your grandmother just tried to kill somebody and all you were upset about was Insani marrying your father.
I also heard that this is like a day or two after the announcement because Susan Lucci did say this on live. She said they found out exactly pretty much when we did.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. But apparently that the crew is just behind the scenes. Like they're all devastated.
Well, we didn't talk about that.
And
that's the other thing, Mr. Brian Funds. You are destroying a family here.
Yeah,
there are
absolutely.
Crew people that have been with this show for decades.
Did you hear about the makeup people?
No, what?
I heard that the makeup people are telling certain people to do their own makeup. They're like, we don't have a job in a few months anyway. What the hell do we care if we
get
fired?
Yeah, because they're not offering.
Can you imagine the cast doing their own makeup? I don't think Erica did her own makeup. I don't think her makeup artist, she has, I think she has the same person, right? We heard?
I don't know.
That's what I heard.
Look, we're talking about all the, you people don't realize that there are a lot of people that work behind the scenes at All My Children.
Yes,
the
this
crew
is disgusting
people.
Storytelling.
There are the lighting people, the sound people, the crew, the prop people, the people that build the sets and take them down, the stage managers, the makeup artists, the security guard. There are so many people that work at All My Children. This is like a family. These people have been working for decades and years.
They have to and watch ABC this crap
is
daily.
Not offering for them to come now.
No relocation.
No relocation. And also ABC's telling them, oh, you're welcome to come out to LA, but know that you would have to reapply for your job and you were not even going to be given seniority.
But
so
how
in other
is
words,
possible?
In other words, let's say, for instance, one of the stage managers decides, you know what, I want to go to California and keep my job. That stage manager has to reapply. And when they reapply, they're being treated like any Joe Schmo who's applying for the job. And if they get it, they're probably going to be given a base salary, not the salary that they're making now.
How is that possible?
Because Brian Franz...
Aren't there union rules?
I don't know. But all I know is that
I
understand...
No, union, Papi.
I understand that times are tough and the economy is tough and it's rough. But I think that there are better solutions to this. My one thing that I'm saying
all the contract players could say no and crash the show.
What? Why?
Stick
why
together. Don't go none of you.
Why can't the shows go back to a half hour? You know, they all started out as a half hour. They weren't 1 hour shows. Try cutting them back to half hour.
I could watch a half hour a day.
You're telling me that you could not find a space in New Jersey?
It'd be like 20 minutes a day I'd have to watch. I could do that.
In Connecticut, in Philadelphia, a space that you could use rather than go all the way out to L.A.? I just don't see how
because they already have real estate out there. That's the problem, Papi. They'd have to get new real estate.
I don't know. I'm very upset about this. You know,
He's really upset, people. He's been depressed about it.
The other thing is that all the soaps started in New York. And now we're down to just One Life to Live. Because, you know, As It Will Turns, they're saying, is on its way out.
That's what they're saying.
So, at this point, next year,
and
One Life
so
to
sure
Live.
I'm not so sure I disagree.
One Life to Live might be the only soap in New York.
But see, they're saying that this puts One Life in a precarious position.
Because they could just cancel that before.
Supposedly,
that's the other rumor. That the reason they're moving All My Children, because All My Children, as Brian Franz says, has a more marketable name. Which I agree. I agree with that. Because if you ask the general public, like to name a soap opera, everybody knows All My Children. Everybody knows Erica Kane. Those two names are like, you know, it's kind of like General Hospital with Luke and Laura. One Life to Live and Vicky and Dorian are not so much like a household kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
I understand what he's talking about. But how you can cancel One Life to Live is beyond me. One Life to Live is the best soap on the air.
Yeah.
You know? We're young and the rest of us nipping at their butt.
Yep.
Okay, that's how I feel right now.
But do we know the ratings for One Life? Is One Life behind
I think One Life to Live, according I think the last time I think One Life to Live beat All My Children
good,
this week.
Because consistently it's been, for some reason, lower rated.
I don't get it.
Can we finally segue? Because I just got nothing else to say about All My Children.
I'm just really, Brian Franz, you are
suck
the
it.
Devil incarnate.
Suck
you are
it.
Evil personified. You are the Antichrist. All right? I despise you. The worst thing ABC ever did was put you in that position. You should not be in that position. Frank Valenti should be in that position so that he could save all three soaps
and make them
just as good as One Life to Live is.
Thank you.
That's who should be the head of daytime,
Is it
Valentini
or Valenti?
I don't know. I just want him bad. He's so damn hot.
He's freaky hot.
I'm sorry, Nelson Branco. I saw him first. I saw this man when I used to do paparazzi work. Back in the 80s, and he used to be at One Night to Live, and he was Paul Rauch's little assistant. That's how far back I go with
that
Mr. Frank Valentini.
And Jordan would like to sail his tight ship.
Yes, I would.
Oh, my God. Woo. One final thing I would say about Franzi that pisses me off and that pisses all of us off, and I know Shadow and a bunch of other of our bloggers and readers have written to this point, is that soap fans adore characters that they recognize throughout the years, which means that they love the veterans and the older players. And they love when they have real mature storylines. I don't care if you're 18 or 80. You like all of the ages on the canvas.
And Hardy LeMay, in the interview that he did that was on We Love Soap, he said it himself. This is a head writer that was known for writing Another World during his heyday, its golden years, where it won awards and everything. And Hardy LeMay said it's a mistake to just focus on it. He goes, that's boring. You need the conflict. You need the multi-generational.
You also need the ability. Because even if you're a fantastic younger actor, the older actors just bring an experience and expertise to the table.
You learn from them and you grow. Look at Miss Kelly Ripa.
But just watching them, like watching these older players, like Jennifer Bassey is a great example.
She was amazing.
You know, who played Greenlee's mom?
Oh, Anna Stewart.
Anna Stewart. Ugh. Fantastic.
Isn't that sad that the two best performances
Vanessa,
this
who's
year
who's now on Guiding Light. What's her name?
Maeve Kincaid.
No. the woman that played Leo's mom. Now she's now on
Guiding Light. Oh, Vanessa and All My Children, yes. Marge Ducey.
Yes. Amazing. Mm-hmm. Right? Amazing. Mm-hmm. I love watching these women act. There's so much to what they do, and I love when they have, and I love all the stories, and that's why I love One Life to Live. I'm on Segway because we have a storyline that I actually really think is a really fun, great storyline. It's Bo, Nora, and Clint. Oh, I can't. And the double wedding.
Let me tell you something.
Great, right?
Bob Woods was phenomenal this week. I mean, this man, I mean,
which one is Bob Woods?
Bo.
Oh, okay.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I like Rex. But JP loves to act with his hands and his face
a lot.
He's a mighty big actor. Yeah, he's a mighty big actor. And I'm not saying it's bad.
Not bad.
But it was a little much this week, I have to say.
He's a little leaning to Jerkson in terms of the head movements. There's a lot of jerkiness there.
It was a little too much this week for me, JP. But anyway, but Bob Woods was, this is a man who gave such a nuanced performance. When he saw Bo and Nora kissing, the look on his face, the pain, that his son saw it and looked at his half-sister, what's her name, Rachel, and was like, did you see that? I was like, did you see it? I saw it. Everybody saw it, but Nora didn't see it. I was like, work. That's acting, people. Mm-hmm. When you don't even have to say something in order to get so much across. Mr. Bob Woods, you were hot this week on One Life to Live.
Can
Let
I
me
tell you,
you
my favoritest ooh, moment? Ooh. I'm getting goosebumps again.
I had a lot of favorite moments on One Life
when
to Live
this week. When Taya and Todd went out on their date after the wedding, right? Mm-hmm. And the guy was playing the music, that Spanish-English music. Here I am. I don't know who it is. Who is it?
Girl, you are so not in touch with your culture.
Who is it?
Mr. Frankie Negron.
Oh, my God. Taya was crying. I knew there was a reason why it was great.
How do you not know who Frankie Negron is?
I know, Bobby. I got two children.
My friend, Rosie Compres. Oop, I said her whole real name. She is friends with Mr. Frankie Negron. She is like Mr. Frankie Negron's like number one like supporter. Like she emailed everybody she knows to let everybody know that he was gonna be on One Life to Live to watch
Here
it.
I am.
She loves Frankie Negron. Frankie Negron has been around forever. He is a big salsa singer.
Taya Florencia Lozano was crying. Just crying. Just
my
listening.
Mother actually saw it because she wanted to see Frankie.
Did you see it? Did you love it?
I loved it.
All the montages
You know what I told Rosie? I told Rosie, you know what I loved about it? Was that and One Night to Live is great this way. They pick a song that really fits the show. Like that song. Like each
and
time.
Good songs. They don't pick crappy
show,
songs, right?
Yeah, yeah,
really
each
good
time
songs.
They show
really
the
good
person,
artists.
The lyrics fit what that person was going
oh
through at
my
that
God,
moment.
I have the
it was
all over
awesome.
My body.
It was awesome. Awesome. Oh. And my mother, because my mother doesn't watch One Night to Live. She watches, believe it or not, she watches All My Children in General. My dad watches all three of them, but his favorite is One Night to Live. So my dad was just like, we played it for her so she could see Frankie Negron. And the thing she loved, the thing she loved the most was the fact how Taya, because you know, Taya loves to enunciate everything in Spanish. She's like, Frankie Negron? And my mother loved that. And I was like, I like that she talks Spanish like
Negron.
That. Negron. And I was like, that's Taya.
Negron.
Taya Delgado.
Taya Delgado.
I love Miss Florencia Lozano. She was great.
We adore her. And how much do you love, how much did you love the Grey Gardens spoof on Monday on One Life?
Right. Well, all I could say is that's how you know two queens are the head of One Life to Live.
Loved it, loved it.
Only two queens would be in charge of that.
I was never good. I never saw the documentary.
That was fabulous.
I never saw the documentary, and I was not going to see the movie. But then I thought, you know, let me see Drew Barrymore. She was pretty good, even though I hated the. I didn't love the whole thing.
Honey, it's not like a very cheerful story.
I mean, the story is kind of depressing. I don't know.
Well, honey, that's their story.
But
the One Night to Live spoof was inspired. They were all amazing. Robin Strasser.
For a long time, I did not care for Cassie DePaiva. I thought she was phoning it in. I really did. But I think that because she was under, this was a while ago when she was under a different writer. She, as Blair, has been turning it out, in my opinion.
Yeah.
She has been so freaking great as Blair. She can play a great drunk. She had that character dead on with the movements and the skirt and the this and the that.
It was very pitiful.
It was really great. She's very underrated as an actress.
She's very good, yeah.
Her connection to her children on the show is beautiful to watch. Mm-hmm. Her jealousy, her loneliness is palpable right now. She is excellent right now. excellent. Mm-hmm. And then when they sang tea for two and two for D,
Robin Strasser was
a boy
out of control.
For you, a girl for me.
I live for you, Miss Robin Strasser.
Oh, they were so fantastic.
But the thing that was so great was
I got goosebumps again.
Then,
the show gives me goosebumps.
No, it did all week. And then the thing that was so great that as horrible as All My Children was Tuesday, One Night to Live was brilliant Tuesday.
Yeah.
Because it followed through. Because Dorian, because the whole thing, for those of you who don't watch, Blair realized that her life might turn into Grey Gardens. Because she realized that
how lonely she is.
She realized how lonely, and that the only thing she has going for her is her and Dorian living at Le Boulay. So that's what brought on the fantasy. But then what happened was, they got drunk that night. That's why she was fantasizing. And as drunk as they were, they crashed Vicky and Charlie's wedding. And I was laughing
my ass off.
See, that's what I'm talking about, good characterization. Because that is something that Dorian would do. And then, of course, Vicky was like, Charlie was like, we should throw them out. And Vicky's like, no, but she's never going to shut up. Just let her say her piece so we can move on. See, that shows a history that these people know each other. They know each other's ins and outs. Because Vicky's right. Dorian would not go. You would have to, like, really, they would have to, like, drag this woman out.
Who do you think realized the parallels?
Of what?
Do you think it was Ron or Frank? Like, who do you think came up with that idea? It had to be Ron, right?
It had to be Ron. But, you know, but Frank has a lot of input. I think it was a collaboration. They are fabulous. I mean, it was such a good... And I know a lot of you don't like Stacey or Crystal Hunt, but I have to defend my girl. Because, let me tell you something, those scenes on Tuesday
Monday and Tuesday, and I told you, and I said, tell me what you think, because I think she did work.
The scenes between Stacey and Gigi on Tuesday's episode...
No. Gigi.
Were excellent. It was excellent writing, excellent acting.
I'm going to say the thing is, she was better. Crystal Hunt was better than Farrah Fath.
Well, I got to tell you, though.
Farrah Fath does not stand behind the story. Crystal, and you can see she's being lazy.
I know, but you know what? But I love the fact that Ron gives Gigi these lines. Like, you are crazy. Because that's how you deal when you're dealing with somebody that obvious. Because at this point, Stacey's a little loco.
She's been more than a little loco.
I'm having faith.
She's hallucinating.
I'm having faith that Ron sees a good writer and that there's more to Stacey's background and story of why she is the way she is. And we're going to see it, hopefully, as this comes out. But my thing was...
Someone else is coming.
Yeah, Stacey has a friend that's coming along that's going to cause trouble. The girl from Gossip Girl, one of the supporting characters.
Is that
Gossip
a spoiler?
No, it's been out.
Okay, good.
But so she's going to have help. The Wonder Twins are going to cause a lot of trouble in Landview. But let me tell you something. I'm sorry. I know you don't like her, but people, you got to admit that she gave a much better performance miscarrying than Denise Vaseline did on All My Children.
You mean when Denise Vasey had gas?
Yeah, exactly. Miss Crystal Hunt poured it out, man. Come on. She gave a performance.
I mean, whatever. It's sort of the typical miscarriage. But listen. The typical miscarriage. I'm like, yeah, it was just a miscarriage. Listen, it was, I thought, much more believable. She worked up some tears. I really felt like she was in pain,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
She was very scared because this is all she's got.
Right.
This is all she's got in the world to keep her connection to Rex. You know, so I thought she did a great job. Meanwhile, you know, Randy, Denise Vasey, whatever, all she does is huff and puff.
Not even. She didn't even huff and puff. She's like, oh. Oh, wait, no, let me do it. Oh, Frankie. The pain.
Prop man, I need glycerin.
The pain.
It hurts. It really hurts. It totally hurts. Oh. No, really, it hurts in my abdomen.
And
in the general area, abdominal area.
All right, and another person I love, the one I did is Rachel. I love me, Rachel.
Love me, Rachel.
Love me,
Greg.
The only thing.
Love me, Destiny.
I want,
who was harshing on Destiny?
I don't know. Somebody in the blog was saying that they didn't think Destiny was all that.
They're right. She's not a great actress.
But she has charisma.
Absolutely.
And she has potential, and she's going to grow. She's a kid. Give her a break. I think she's great. But
that kiss with Matthew,
I was a mess.
No,
I was a mess.
Not.
I wanted
it
to
was
the
a
kiss.
Little on the nose, if you know what
no,
I'm saying.
No, it was cute. It was very.
When has Matthew shown? Like he's shown that he's friends with her, but
he's
but
falling for her.
I didn't believe it on his part.
16 candles. It was very Molly Ringwald.
Yeah, well.
Well, anyway, look.
She looked though. You got to admit, in her little wedding dress, She looked like a mini Aretha Franklin.
She did not. You're mean!
No, that dress was a bit
Aretha
much.
Aretha Franklin's a whale. She did not look like Aretha Franklin.
I mean by size. I mean style. Like, it was a little bit, like, that was not a teenage girl's
look, all
dress.
All I know is that I'm going to be very crushed because I know what's going to happen. You know that Rachel's going to go for the good-looking brother. I want her to go for Sean.
Hells no, that Greg is sexy!
No, I want her with Sean.
Hells no. I love Sean.
I want her with Sean.
And I love Sean. I adore Sean.
I want her with
Sean. And what I adore about One Life to Live is that we have a black family that is not a black family.
Ooh, and guess what? They cast the parents. The parents are coming in September.
Are they?
And they got Frankie Faison to play the father. I love Frankie Faison. And they got what's her name from Weeds to play the mother. Perfect casting
awesome.
On One Life to Live's
so
part.
Awesome.
Perfect casting. And
but
I cannot
I
wait
the
to have the family.
I do. And I love Rachel. I love Rachel talking to her mom in the
beginning
of the
week.
Those were
great scenes.
Oh, I loved it. I loved it.
I keep saying it again and again. More Brody and I cannot get enough Brody
and
Tess.
Yeah, we don't have enough yet.
We want more Brody and
Tess.
What
was the deal with the Nash ghost? I don't remember.
I don't know, but that's some. I like that storyline.
But is it? Did we find out who it was?
I don't think it's Nash. I don't think it's Nash.
No, of course it's not.
And I love the fact. You know what else I love this week?
Fish! And Kish!
I wasn't going to say that, but thank you for reminding me about that.
No, they were good. Go first. We got to save the best for last. Go ahead.
All right, wait. So, no, I love... See, this is the thing that I love about One Life to Live is that the characters interact with each other. How brilliant was it that they called Brody in from the academy to be helping with this undercover assignment? So now he's involved in this storyline. And how great was it that, like, he's now playing a drug addict cover because Cole's drug dealers almost busted Brody coming out of, they busted him coming out of the apartment. Mm-hmm. So, like, immediately Cole and Brody were thinking on their feet, and Cole told them Brody's one of his clients. Mm-hmm. So that gives Brody an even more of an in into the situation because he's the liaison between John
writing.
And Cole. I'm loving this undercover drug storyline.
Because they're doing it right. They're not doing it stupid.
Yes. Yes.
You know, everything on All My Children is so stupid. Like, Kenzel, like, someone on the blog was pointing out, I think it might have been Shadow, was pointing out that Kenzel goes to the bathroom. The window's open. Ryan's there. She just
What
leaves.
Floor were they on?
What floor were they on?
And Ryan opens the window and sticks his head in like he's on like Sesame Street or Electric
I
Company.
Mean,
it was very weird. It was very weird.
Stupid. I mean, nothing even... They don't even try to resemble anything realistic. And that wasn't... Didn't Chuck Pratt go on the record as saying, talking about realism in his show? We had it on the blog.
Please.
It was so pathetic.
Realism my ass.
No. One Life to Live does it right. They try to... They get the feeling right. I'm sorry, but I agree with you. Because they make the effort to get the feel of the story right.
That. And what about that kiss?
What about that kish? Oh,
let me tell you something.
I loved it so much.
Brett, you are...
Who's Brett? Which one's Brett?
Kyle.
Kyle.
You are smoking hot. Let me tell you something.
Have you ever saw Brokeback Mountain?
No.
See, this is where you're wrong. This is exactly like Brokeback Mountain. This is how they kiss, how they made love.
I told you what
it
my
wasn't
issue
like
are
feminine. It wasn't anything like that. It was like a man kiss.
It's not about feminine. My problem is that when I tend to see straight, big name straight actors in gay roles in Hollywood, I always feel like they're not committed to the project.
You could not be more wrong.
All right, one day I'll watch it.
You don't know anything about Heath Ledger, and you're making that judgment. He gave his heart and soul. I cried thinking about the movie.
All right, I will attempt to watch it someday.
How deeply he loved that
man. I will attempt to watch it someday.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
In the end, his part... Oh, I can't tell you the end. Shit.
Anyway, all I know is that I want Brett to come and grab me like that because you know what? I will not pull
this
away
is
from
what
you.
Happened.
I will give it right back
this
to you, and
what
I will
happened.
Rip your shirt off.
I don't know what led up to it because I was on and off this week with all the shows because I couldn't watch much. But I think what happened was Kyle approached in a public place.
No. Roxy Fish found out that Roxy knew about them. That Kyle told Roxy.
And they were outside.
So then,
were they outside the?
No. They Fish had came into the restaurant.
Okay.
And Kyle and Roxy were in the restaurant earlier talking, and Roxy made a comment to Fish, so Fish found out that Kyle told her. So then he told Kyle, "I want to talk to you outside." And then when they were outside, that's when Kyle and him got into it.
Okay.
And Kyle basically sounded him out. And it was perfect dialogue, perfect storytelling. It was great, the things that he told Fish. And then he was like,
Kyle said,
him,
"We were something. We meant something.
Being, you know, you can't deny it." And then he grabbed
And Fish
him
is like, you're wrong.
Him.
You're wrong. That's not me. I'm not that guy anymore. And he's like, "Yes, you were. Tell me, what are you going to do? Hit me? And then all of a sudden, Kyle grabs the back of Fish's head and he plants a kiss on him.
And let me tell you something. Brett.
Sexy.
Brett, from what I hear, Brett's straight. So let me tell you, he
Goosebumps
is committed.
Again.
He is totally committed. And you need and, to see and what's his milk? Name is gay. What's,
you need to see Milk.
My friend
and
was
you
telling
need to
me that that's believable.
Back.
All right, I will. But wait, so then, what's his name is gay in real life? He's openly
yes,
gay.
The actor
Scott
that plays Fish.
Scott Evans. Or, yeah, Scott. Scott, you know you must have liked that. I was like, because I would have loved that. That was hot. That
and
was
Christian
hot.
Walked in and saw it.
And it would have been nice if Christian would have joined them. No, I don't find David Fumero attractive.
I
but
do.
His brother's hot. Did you ever see his... I sent you the picture yes. of his brother
remember.
Was...
Oh, I got man, pregnancy brain.
Anyway.
And I also have to feed the baby soon.
Oh, okay.
Very soon. Like any minute.
Oh, all right.
What else you got?
The other kiss.
What other kiss?
Skylar kissed Gigi.
Oh, that wasn't
that
good,
was.
Though.
Oh, I thought it was hot.
Well, I'm down on Farrah Fath right now.
I love, but see,
I liked her interview with Nelson Bronco, but I'm down on her.
I think that Farrah Fath has more chemistry with him.
Oh,
I,
she does.
I
think she thinks that too, though.
I don't know. I from what I heard, the problem with JP and her is that because you know they date in real life, they only want to work with each other. So I heard that they're very obnoxious on the set.
I don't know. She seemed pretty into working with.
I gotta tell you, I don't buy her and Rex as a super couple. They are no Greg and Jenny.
Well. I don't know. Babies are crying, so unfortunately, right. We may have to pick up on that point next time out. But listen, we're so glad that we were able to do a podcast for you this week. Please keep checking. We're going to try to do them every other week or so, maybe.
Yeah.
Almost didn't happen this week, so, but I'm glad it did. If you want to write us, pvp@pinevalleypodcast.com, or you can go to our Facebook page. You can find me, Ashley Mendoza, on Facebook. You can also find our fan page, our Pine Valley Podcast fan page on Facebook. What else we got? We got the blog site. You got to go to the blog site, www.pinevalleypodcast.com. Click into the blog and check us out. You can add your commentary, your astute thoughts. We love to have you. We've had a lot of new people in the past few months. We love it. Everybody's voice should be heard. It's America, damn it. Thank you for listening. I am your host, Ashley Mendoza.
And I'm your co-host, Jordan Hudson.
And here's a little something just for you.
must dance for me.